Good day, dear friends. As I sit on my porch this beautiful Saturday morning, the skies are overcast and the sweet sounds of the birds of the day, I am pondering over life and how fragile it is. We worked with a family in Wuxi, China, from 2017 to 2020. The husband, Brad, and his Chinese wife, Jing, had four boys. They relocated to Dallas when the pandemic happened, and Brad developed cancer right before moving back, and we've tried hard keeping up with the family. They live so far away in Texas, and we are far away in Virginia, but recently found that his cancer advanced, and he passed just a couple days ago. And, you know, it just reminded me that life is short, and we really need to remember that we are here for a very short time. However, we also have the hope of eternity, of living eternally with our Heavenly Father and with our loved ones, where there is no pain. And it drove me to Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, that says, "He," meaning our God, "will wipe every tear from our eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And just seeing the words printed, it says, "All these things are gone forever." "Are gone" is in past tense. So it just leads me to think of eternity, that these things are already done, and there is no pain. And it also reminded me of my sweet mom, who passed two Februaries ago, and that she has no pain, and she loved the little flowers in my yard, and, you know, she will be able to, I'm not going to say she will be able to, she is seeing the beauty of those flowers with no pain and no poor eyesight, which she had in her earthly body. So I rejoice in my sweet family of the Gabberts in Dallas, in the passing of Brad. There is mourning, there is grieving, but there is also joy knowing that we will see him again. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you so much for your word, because we find your promises in your word. We find hope in your word. We find eternity in your word. God, we know that we will one day be with you, and there will be no pain and no grieving and no death. And we are so thankful. Thank you, God. Please watch over my friends. We watch over their families. And Lord, help us to bless others with the promises you have made. And we thank you, because it's in your Son's name we have this hope. Amen.